Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all so much for coming this evening. I know I keep pushing the show around, messing up with times, but I wanted to do a show earlier in the evening so that I could catch everybody before they went off to bed and started watching their favorite TV programs, etc. So I wanted to offer this as a little bit of a class, if you will, an informational radio show that'll help you understand a little bit more about hypnosis. Now, I've definitely been doing a lot of work recently with hypnosis. I've been hypnotizing quite a few people, and I actually had a lot of clients within the past few months. So I really wanted to highlight some things here, and I want to try something a little bit new. What I want to try is telehypnosis. Now, what telehypnosis is hypnosis via the internet, telephone, etc. I want to start working with Skype so that you can see me and I can see you while we do a session, and then you have headphones on, you know, working off of your computer, et cetera. So if you're interested in that kind of session, please contact me. My email is thedreamteacher@gmail.com. Pretty simple. If you know who I am, you know the Dream Teacher, then you're right there, two steps ahead. Also, you can find me on Keen.com, and we can do a little bit of an advising session. Now, with telehypnosis, it's a little bit different than a regular hypnosis session. When I do a hypnosis session for somebody, what I'll do is, you know, it's very personal, face-to-face. We see each other, and it's a very, very enlightening experience. I put you into a state of mind that is sometimes hard to reach when you are doing it by yourself. And all it is we're just letting your subconscious take hold. A lot of people say when I bring them out of hypnosis that it feels like a dream that you slowly start to drift away from and you can't remember. Well, hence why I am the Dream Teacher. So, what I would like you guys to understand is that it really is a dream-like state of mind where your subconscious takes hold. It feels like you're sleeping. And so what I do is I help to teach you how to live better dreams. The service that I offer is called a desire alignment. And what I do is I have you list your desires and we align your daily habits so that you can achieve those desires throughout any moment in your life. So that is what I wanted to have you guys become aware of just at the beginning of the show in case people like to drop off early. Because I know some people do and they're just like, oh, this is what it is. Okay. I mean, how many minutes does the actual archive listener really listen to? So wanted to get that out there for you. Also, if you would like your own personal hypnosis session, please email me at thedreamteacher@gmail.com, and I would be more than happy to set this up with you. I guess I'll give you a little bit of a taste of what people like. A lot of people love to come to me for hypnosis with quitting smoking, losing weight, and those are things that may have to be an appointment that has to be brought a couple of times. We might have to have a couple of appointments just to complete that goal, because it is a rather hard goal, especially if you've been overeating or, smoking for some time now. It can be a little hard to quit. So what I do is I give you strength and repetition, and then I offer you some amazing tools so that you can get the desire that you wish to receive, aka quitting smoking, losing weight, etc. I also do psychic hypnosis, where I open up your quote-unquote sixth sense, psychic sense, whatever. I make you way more connected to Earth and people when I do a psychic hypnosis session. And I've done this, I've done it about 5-6 times now, and sometimes I'll do it for the parties that I'm at, and man, it really gets people going when I do it at the parties. It's like I hypnotize them, and then I'll let the person go and read everybody in the room or whoever wants to, and man, the results are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. I have people just, they're crying in tears because they can't believe somebody can relate to them so well. And, you know, there's a little bit of a trick to the psychic thing. It's really all it is telling somebody what they want to hear, and you can immediately feel it around you, so you say the first thing that comes to your mind, and man, when you get it right, you definitely know. Since I've been doing psychic readings myself, I've been so good at nailing people right dead on with what they want to hear. And it relates to them so well and so perfectly. Of course, I do use cards in my psychic readings because it helps me to tune in to you. And I'm a Taurus. I like the physical. I very much rely on physical. And I need to see things in front of me for me to believe that they are true. So when I do card readings, I'll just, you know, I pick some cards. I have you connect with me intuitively. And it's actually a hypnotic card read because I have you do a countdown, which is pretty cool. And it's like you are sending me the cards. So I'm not even picking them. You are. Okay? hope everybody understands that. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. We have Amethyst72. Oh my gosh, I love that stone. Absolutely beautiful. Love your name. Thank you so much for coming to the show. Cherise, hello dear. Great to see you. I'm so glad that you made it, even at this early time. Eric, thank you, man. Thanks so much for coming to the show. I'm glad to finally see you here. And then we have both of our guests, 2824 and 2958. If you guys want to sign up for an account on Blog Talk Radio, it is absolutely free. And no, you do not have to host your own show. You can simply troll around and listen to everybody else's. Just don't be a troll. We got a lot of trolls here on Blog Talk Radio and trying to separate them, the wheat from the chaff, if you will, and try to make everything a little bit better for all the people that are actually here doing stuff with Blog Talk Radio. In case you don't know what a troll is, they're just those prankers and those people that run around saying very vulgar things in people's chat rooms, calling in and pranking them, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're going to try and call and prank me, I'm warning you right now, I might just diminish your hopes of getting a good prank because, quite frankly, I don't mind the prankers. Secondly, I have turned two of them into quote-unquote better people and not trolls because of how I dealt with them. And actually, one of the trolls, I think you guys might know him as Psychic Strope, he actually called into my show a couple weeks ago, and I told him, I'm like, you know what, you're a funny guy. You should really be doing your own show. And I would totally come there, support you, et cetera, et cetera. And he has his own show now, The Psychic Strope. I mean, he may be out there saying bad things about people, which is pretty crazy, but that's all right. At least he's doing his own thing, and he's going to be put in the right direction. And again, now I said this on my last show, and I would like to say it again real quick. Hello, Amethyst. Sorry that your PC is acting up, but thank you so much for coming back. I would like to mention this from the not a troll. That's good. That's good to hear. I'd like to mention this from the last episode again. If you guys are aware of these trolls, please stop bashing them. Please just stop bashing them completely because this goes against everything that we all believe in. And if we're here gathering together out of love and love for each other and love out of our hearts, love for ourselves, etc., then stop bashing the trolls. You should be taking everyone else's advice and your own advice and love them. Give them what they want. If attention is what they want, then give it to them. Give them the loving attention that they deserve to have from you. And if you're going to put that out to them, you're going to get that back to yourself tenfold. And you never know what troll's life you can change. So please, 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 I ask you guys, love the trolls. Without them, we wouldn't have any listeners or ratings. So please, 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 I'm saying, love the trolls. Some of them actually I've gotten through to a couple, Amethyst, and I'm working on that. I actually told, what was his name, Psychic Strope, and I said to him, I'm like, you know, hey, I will totally, you know, help you out and teach you things if you really want to do psychic readings. He said, I would love to, so I gave him my phone number, and I received a phone call, a prank phone call from one of his buddies, and he was like, hey, this is the dream teacher, do you, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you want a reading from Psychic Strope? And I'm like, not really. I don't really get readings anymore. And pretty much anything I need to know, I can figure out on my own or ask, you know, myself. And he's like, well, isn't it true that you're gay? Don't you want to talk about gay stuff? And I'm like, oh, what do you want to know? What is there that you want to know? And he's like, well, aren't you afraid you're going to get AIDS and die? And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't have sex with people all the time, so I'm not afraid of contracting any kind of STD or anything. And he's like, well, I don't even understand. He's like, that's just the dumbest thing, being gay. And I'm like, actually, let's rewind and talk about this. I'm like, first of all, I probably get way more girls than you ever have. Girls surround me constantly. It just happens because I relate to them so much better and they love how I'm in tune with my emotions. Secondly, I'm technically Facebook official dating a girl, which is pretty cool. And, you know, he just, like, was so taken aback by that. And third, he was like, wow, I really hate you because you know all these girls and blah, 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 blah. He's like, I don't understand that. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm just comfortable with myself. I know what I want. They know, they can sense that. And everything's all good. So then, you know, he tried to just make a fool of me, and I just turned around and, you know, gave him the attention that he wanted. I gave him what he wanted to hear. And in turn, he was like, okay, I think I'm going to go because this is awkward for me now. And I'm like, okay, man, well, have a great day. You know, many blessings to you. And hopefully got through to him. I want to say hello to Dino Nierak. I'm sorry, I do not know how to say that. Thank you for coming. And Spirit Baby, thank you so much for coming. Oh, I love that name. That's cute. I like that. Yes, exactly, Amethyst. Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater. You put do be a hater. I don't want to be a hater. I'm totally dismissing all the other haters. Okay. So we are going, after my little spiel there, I'm totally done with that. We're going to dive right into some hypnosis. So if you yourself would like to experience some sort of a little bit of hypnosis, please call in. The number to call in is 646-727-2870. And if you are on the line, please press the number 1 if you would like to speak to me. Now, what I'm going to offer you is either I will give you a reading and we can figure out what you want to be hypnotized for, or if you have some kind of question or a problem that you would like resolved, you can call in, and what we'll do is I'll do the first step of hypnosis here. We'll bring you into a relaxed state of mind and a suggestible state of mind, and we will take you on, we'll open up your mind and get you to pretty much answer the questions yourself and be able to take my advice willingly and suggestively. So again, if you have a psychic question or something that you would like a psychic to answer, please do call in. Again, I am psychic, but I do work with cards because they help to relate to you better, and they help me to speak with you better, because the energies just travel through them and go through me. It's absolutely wonderful. So, okay. Again, if you do want a reading or a taste of hypnosis, please call in. Again, the number is 646-727-2870. All right, we're going to take a short little break. I'm going to play a song for you, and then we'll be right back here taking your calls. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Secret Station. Whoa, Secret Station with the Dream Teacher. I hope you all are enjoying telehypnosis. Avatar just coming out, period, on DVD, not 3D. Unless you have a 3D television, which you better call me because I am coming over your house. I am watching that movie. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Actually, I've had a little bit of a debate with one of my good friends. He's a director, and he did not particularly like the film. And it's funny because he didn't like it because of the reasons why I loved it. Because he's thought that it was pushed to all types of people. Everybody was into it. And with the whole 3D effect and with the whole theme of the movie being I See You, again by Leona Lewis, the whole interaction between non-human beings was almost too much for him. And to that, my whole thought process is, I feel that we are definitely not alone here in the universe. I feel that there are other beings out there. And if there are, and if they're not human, then they have to understand emotions as well, because we live in a feeling universe, okay? And we are all in tune, or getting in tune, with our feelings. And if other non-human beings are feeling that, then I would love to imagine that as well and see it in a movie. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. I want to say hello to everybody that's just entered the chat room. Candy D, thank you so much for coming. And Quiet Talk, I have a feeling you might be a little quiet in the chat room, but don't be afraid to jump in. Now here's my little theory on teachers, since I am the dream teacher. I feel that if you are attracted to the teacher, or if you think they are good looking, you know, nice to look at, you happen to either like their voice, like the way they're put together, I think that that makes you more apt to listen to what they have to teach you. For example, in my senior year, I had the hottest art teacher, Oh my gosh, she was so sexy. And that was like the only class I went to. Mind you, it was first period. But that was seriously one of the only classes that I made put any effort into just because he was so hot. And I'm like, oh, I have to impress him and make sure it's all good and everything. So that's my little theory on teachers, is that if you have a good-looking teacher and teachers that you actually want to learn from and that you respect, then you're going to learn so much more from them. So that's my little theory about that. Hello, Rob. Thank you for coming to the show. We appreciate you being here. So excited that you came, and hopefully you can learn something new. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to take everybody into a guided meditation, and what we're going to do is I hope that you all know what a chakra is, okay? And we're going to do a little bit of a chakra meditation. We're going to ignite each and every one of your chakras, of the main chakras, the seven main chakras, and get you all connected to the universe, to yourself, and to the earth. And we're going to do it very simply. It's just a little exercise that I think you all will thoroughly enjoy. Again, I have to get my favorite sound up, which is called the Who sound. And it is this sound that generates all tones put together. It's like one of the most blissful sounds ever. So what I'm going to do is get that up real quick so that you can really feel everything. All right, don't you worry, Amethyst. If you have a little bit of trouble with meditation, this will be a guided meditation, which actually is sometimes a lot easier than meditating yourself, because when you're guided to do so, it's a lot easier for you to listen and to imagine in your mind than to just create it yourself. It takes a lot of practice to actually be like a professional meditator or whatever you want to call it. It does. It takes a lot of practice and a lot of time. So what I'm going to do is give you the tools so that you can do it on your own and start learning on your own. That is what I want to do. That is the whole point of this show. That is the whole point of why I am here. So take this meditation in mind, and if you ever need to listen to it again, you can either come back here and archive, or you can just try it out for yourself. I'm going to actually give you the link to the Who sound. There we go. Put it right up in the chat. And that way, if you want to listen to it on your own, or if you want to play it after the show, both are welcome. Okay, well, I'm going to play it now. So here we go. Everybody get in a comfortable state of mind. If you're driving or if you're doing something else, then please focus on the road. But actually, let me just tell you this. When you are hypnotized by the road and you're hypnotized by driving and you arrive at your destination without having any idea of how you got there, that is a form of hypnosis while driving, and it's like a road hypnosis. And it's actually a safer way for you to drive because you're actually way more aware of everything that's going on around you, and you are 10 times less likely to be in an accident or to, you know, miss your exit, etc., etc. So keep that in mind. But if you are driving, do not close your eyes. Please do not close your eyes if you're driving and listening to this. Okay. Everybody get nice, calm, comfortable, and relaxed as we take you into a state of mind that is sometimes less traveled. And you take in a deep breath, hold it briefly, and release. Now, I want you to close your eyes if you can do so. And we're going to take your conscious focus to 7 points along the spine, starting at the base of the spine and reaching the top crown of the head. I want you to go at the very base of the spine, the tailbone, and imagine a red energy center here. I want you to breathe in the red energy Breathe it in throughout your entire body. Hold it as it fills you completely. And release the breath, feeling that red energy surge throughout and leaving the base chakra ignited. As we travel up the spine into the pelvis, this is the sacral chakra. It relates to sex, passion, creation, and duality. I want you to imagine an orange color here. On an in-breath, imagine this orange color, orange energy filling your entire body. And as you hold this breath, picture it as it pulses throughout. Releasing this breath, imagine this energy being spun and ignited into a spinning wheel of orange, right at the pelvis and the hips. Feeling and relating to that energy, we will move up to the third chakra. This is the solar plexus chakra. This color here is yellow. The chakra is located right behind the belly button at the base of the spine. Imagine this yellow energy filling your entire body on your in-breath, holding it briefly, and then releasing as the yellow spins throughout your body and the yellow solar plexus chakra is ignited right in your solar plexus. This is the chakra for drive, intensity, and willpower. Focus on this yellow if you need to become strong and courageous. We're going to move up the spine and into the heart chakra. This is a green color. Start to feel your chest feel airy, almost floating out of your body. This is the heart chakra. Imagine a green energy surging throughout your entire body. Hold in this breath and release, letting your heart chakra become spinning and ignited. We're going to move up to the throat chakra. This is the sixth main chakra. I want you to imagine a blue color here. Put blue energy and focus into the throat as you surge this color throughout. Holding the in-breath, folding your body, making it blue as you release and become one with the blue, your throat, and all vibration. As we move up to the sixth chakra, this is the indigo third eye chakra. Imagine an indigo color here in between both eyes, the very center of the forehead. Imagine this color surging throughout and opening your mind to intuition and imagination. Hold in this indigo color and release as you let the third eye chakra spin into an energetic state. And now we're going to reach the last chakra, the crown chakra. Imagine a violet energy here. As this violet energy opens up your expansive conscious mind, picture the violet surging throughout your entire body. Become one with the universe around you. Now you are the rainbow bridge of creation. You are connected to the source, to creator, quote unquote, God. You are connected to yourself and you are open to the energies of the universe. Feel it throughout your entire body. Even if you didn't follow the meditation, you may feel the tingle at the top of the head, right in the center. I want you, no matter where or who you are, what you're doing, surround yourself with white light. Complete and pure white light. Surround your entire body with your imagination, your mind's eye. Surrounding yourself completely, breathing it in. This is Spiritus Dei, the breath of God. This is your own created white light. This is your power source. This is where you can be protected, guided, and shown the way for any situation that you experience, for anything you need strength for. Feel it throughout your entire body. Ground yourself to Earth and all that she has to offer. Feel it throughout your body. Become one with yourself and one with this world. Beautiful, everyone. Absolutely beautiful. I can feel all of your energies. Man, does it feel great. I truly feel it. So glad that you guys are feeling this. Oh, my gosh. I can feel it myself, and woo! Oh, I'm full of energy right now. I'm full of my own creative energy and potential. Oh, my gosh. So powerful. My heart is beating fast, and I just feel so grounded and one with everything. Oh, great, 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 great. Okay, now we're going to go to the switchboard and see what these callers have in store. We're going to bring on area code 646. Can you please tell me your name and where you are calling from?
And she had to go to the priest. I'm like, crazy. I said, Robin, you cannot change people. He's not going to want the help unless he's ready for it. I'm sorry to
bother you.
That's how life works.
Can I hang up the phone again?
Hello?
Hello, is this Cherise?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Cherise. How you doing?
Hi. How you doing?
I am doing great. Oh, my gosh. I feel so energetic. See, I wasn't even in the state of meditation, but talking you through it and then just, like, surrounding myself really brought me to that connection. And, oh, my gosh, is it powerful.
Yeah. Oh, you called me. I was in the middle of talking to my father. That's why.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
That's totally all right.
Yeah.
So, would you like to, what would you like this evening?
I don't know. You said there were two options, right? What was the first
one?
What was the second option?
The first one was the reading, doing the little card reading, and then the second one was a hypnosis state.
No, I think I'll do the card reading.
Card reading? Okay. See, now the only reason I say hypnosis, now I can't hypnotize you over the air because it's not a full hypnosis, but what it is it's a suggested hypnosis, and you have to have a very, very powerful imagination for that. So it's all it is just helping you release and answer your own questions, actually, and it's a really, really cool state of mind. Okay, so here's the drill. We're going to do a hypnotic card read, okay? And I have all my cards here, and I need you to count increments for me from 1 to 7. And every time you say a number, I want you to picture that number in your mind. And as you say it and as you use your voice to speak it, I need you to imagine that number going from your third eye to my third eye so that we connect intuitively and hypnotically as you count down the numbers. Can you do that for me?
Okay. So I can start anytime, right?
Yes, you can start at 1 whenever you are ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Absolutely beautiful, dear. Now we're going to do the reveal for you. All right, so we have the bear, the bird, the lily, the house, the mountain, the moon, and the fish. Okay. So I have a feeling that a lot of attention has to do with your home right now. Does that relate? And also your career. There's big obstacles that, okay, your career and a lot of big events are kind of surrounding your home and affecting your home life. Is that true?
Well, technically you said, like, my immediate home is fine. But, like, in terms of, you can consider my boyfriend aspect, that's a home as well. Yeah, there's been problems with that in his home. Not directly with me and him, but in his home, and I consider that a home as well. So, yes, home problems.
Okay. So, is this, do you live with your boyfriend?
No, I live at home with my parents.
Okay. Oh, wow, I thought you were a lot older than that.
I'm only 24.
Well, you didn't even have to tell me, but okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so right around surrounding, let's see, the first card is the bear. So this is definitely something big. It suggests either a big person in your life or a big state of mind to yourself. And this has been provoking a little bit of worry and fear within you, which relates to your business and then the home life, as well as these big obstacles, which is you've established was the boyfriend right now. So the bird is surrounding it, and the bird is the card of fear and alarms. And I think your alarms are definitely provoked right now, a couple of fears. And I feel like that you're thinking about a lot of things, okay? But there's not anything to worry about. Let's see, the moon is actually after the mountain, and the moon is a beautiful, beautiful tool to show up. This suggests new ideas and invitations. So I have a feeling that you're going to get some kind of new idea about what to do with your situation. And I think that, what does it feel like? I think you should really look and focus on the moon itself, because when you go with the stages of the moon, it can help you to achieve certain goals. And I think that right now, your finances is somewhere to be focusing on. It looks very good for you. Finances look like it's definitely going to shape up for you, and especially with the spring air coming around, it's so beautiful for new jobs, new careers, and everything of that nature.
Yeah, I just actually did get a new job. So.
Oh, very wonderful. Definitely moving in your cards. I see it, and I feel it, too. So, pretty much, focus on your home life, okay? Try and think of ways that you can make the home 10 times better. What feels more homey to you, and how you can plan your home in the future, okay? So, do you have any questions, anything about anything that I talked about, any of the cards or anything?
Well, I guess I have a comment because, yes, I've been at a standstill in terms of that issue because there's nothing I could really do because technically it has nothing to do with me, you know what I mean? But I get all the residuals. Like, I have to hear everything. So when somebody comes to me and they want to tell me something, I try to find a solution, but there's no solution in this in terms of me. Like, it has nothing to do with me. So all I can really do is just stand back and, like, support, you know? But I feel like there's, you know, that's what I was asking, like, if there's any more I can do. And it's like, there's nothing more I can do, so.
But see, now that's the point. And sometimes that's one of the hardest things to do is to let time play out. Time is one of the most important ingredients in anything successful that you want to accomplish. And when you let time take its course, sometimes being patient is so damn hard. It's so freaking hard to just sit there and watch somebody learn for themselves. You know what I mean? It's so hard to do that. But actually, sometimes that is one of the smartest things you can do. Like I've said before, speech is silver, but silence is golden. Focus on that golden color. Really, I want you to just picture gold and surround yourself with gold whenever you need strength. It may be just the color and it may be a silly imagination, but man, it's powerful and it works. And you can use the sun for this thing. I actually pulled up a sun mandala from my angel cards, and I have a feeling that you should definitely be getting out in the sun more. Do things in the sun. Be in the sun and be in those golden rays, because they'll protect you and they'll give you strength to be exactly what you need to be. And in this case, you need to be patient for the movement that needs to come.
Yeah.
Do you feel me?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Very, very well. Do you have any other questions or anything that you want to talk about?
No, it's self-explanatory. Patience is a virtue. Time. Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
yeah.
Pretty much patience. But
it really is. It's hard, but, you know, hey, that's why I'm here, you know, to help you out with that. Kill some time, and, again, maybe you're going to start your own show one day.
Yeah, after what? My own? That's Yeah, we'll see.
I'll be here. Don't you worry.
I know.
All right, hon. Thank you very much for calling in, and I will talk with you more in the chat room.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, she's so beautiful. I love her. She comes here every week, and she's one of my favorites. Oh, Eric, welcome back. Thank you for coming. Let's see. We do have another caller on the air, but they do not have their hand raised. So 956, if you do want to talk with me, please press 1. If you would like a reading, you can just call in and press the number 1. That will definitely give you a reading. Let's see. Yes, who said so? Somebody said, am I a youngin'? Dino or Nirak, I'm sorry, I don't even remember your name. Oh, I know who you are. Okay. Yes, I am a young man. I'm 20 years old. I'm only 20. So I'm definitely doing some good things with my life, I would say. I'm definitely on a good path, on the right path, and helping other people. That is my entire path, is healing and helping people, and doing so by any means. So this is what I'm here for, and take advantage of it, you guys. I'm telling you, take advantage of it. It's a good opportunity. I'm going to be here for a while, and I definitely have a very strong and beautiful place in this world. All right, we're going to go to area code 956. Can you tell us your name, please, and where you are calling from? Hello, 956.
Ian.
Oh, Ian, how's it going, man?
It's going all right. I'm from South Texas.
Ah, very nice, very nice. Man, I have not heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My shift changed, and for a while I was working overnight, so I was sleeping all day. And
ah.
I did the show, but now I'm back to daytime, so I'm here.
Very nice, very nice. Very nice. So glad that you could be here. All right.
How are you?
So, I'm doing fantastic, thank you. I'm actually starting to get business off the ground, which I'm very excited about, doing a lot of hypnosis and making people become aware of so many different things. So all is definitely, definitely well. So thank you very much. I mean,
well, I haven't had a reading in a long time, so I would like a reading.
All right. Well, here we're going to do hypnotic readings, and what we will do is connect to you via intuition. And I need you, I don't know if you heard from the previous caller, but we're going to count from 1 to 7, and every time that you say a number, I want you to picture that number right in the center of your forehead. And then when you say the number out loud to me, I will pick a card for you, but I don't want you to just say the number. I want you to imagine the number being placed from your head to mind. That's key. You must imagine that, and that creates our connection. Can you do that for me?
I can.
All right, absolutely perfect. Now go ahead and start at the number 1 whenever you are ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Absolutely perfect, man. So now we're going to do the reveal for you. All right. What we have the tower, the anchor, the garden, the clover, the snake, the whip, and the cross. Very, very interesting.
Sounds
good. Yes. Well, right now, your main focus is all about luck. The clover is your central card, and it relates directly to you. So, it's surrounded by a couple of interesting things. Now, the tower represents this something from the past. I have a feeling that, let's see, something from the past that has really kept you anchored in your social life is going to bring you a lot of luck. But I think you need to remember that you need to hold your tongue, okay, and not speak about everything that is going on because, again, like I said before, speech is silver, but silence is golden. So it's totally okay to hold your tongue. And you know what? You don't even realize how much communication we do psychically with people on a day-to-day basis. So it's okay, they're getting exactly how you're feeling. But I feel like if you do, if you don't hold your tongue, and if you talk a lot, there's going to be some quarrels, some arguments in your near future. Whether you do or you don't, whether you speak or hold your tongue, you still may have these arguments, and whatever it is destined to be, okay? As the cross is right next to it, next to the whip, and the cross suggests your destiny and whatever is meant to happen. So, do you have any specific questions about what's going on or anything that you can relate to?
Oh, that freaked me out. The anchoring of the past from something, or could it also mean someone from the past?
Absolutely. It definitely can be. I get a male energy when you say that.
Yeah, yes, it is.
And a relationship of some sort. Is it your past relationship?
Yes.
Boy, okay, yep. I definitely feel that. And this is, I feel, between you two, an argument is unavoidable. But within the arguments is like, you go back and forth communication. And, you know, who's right, I'm right, no, you're right, this is wrong, that's wrong. Within that, there's gold. There's always the silver lining. There's golden little keys of information in there that you can pick up on, and then you learn from, and then you live off of that. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Now, it's probably going to provoke some fears and alarms, and it may feel like it's eating away at you. But do not forget, this is destined to be. And when you need to put your conscious focus on something, I'm going to tell you, like I told Charisse, put it in your home. Making your home better is a very stable way to help yourself feel anchored for your own self. It's a strong way for you to put in some conscious focus and to take your mind off of whatever is troubling it. Because I cannot stress enough, keeping negative thoughts and harmful thoughts is just going to ultimately bring you down no matter what. Even in the environment that I'm in, you know, I may have a roof over my head, food on the table, but the support here is not there. The support that I have in this household is just not there, and it really does bring me down sometimes. And so I really have to take myself out of place and, you know, spruce up my room, do something different so that I can enjoy the state of place that I am at, especially if I have to be here for a while. You know what I mean?
I do. I totally agree, and I understand exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Perfect, because it's only meant for you, buddy. This reading was only meant for you.
All right.
So hopefully you can fully understand.
Thank you. Thank you very much once again.
Oh, you're so welcome.
All right. Well, we're almost out of time, so I'll let you get back to the show, and I'll be in tuning in again.
Absolutely great. Thank you so much, Ian.
Okay. Bye.
Take care. Okay, I'm going to take this last caller. It's an 860. but it's going to be on archive. So I just want to tell everybody that is listening in the chat room, thank you all so much for coming. We will be here chatting afterwards. So if you would like to chat with me in the chat room, I'll be here for a while, and we can all chat a little bit, get to know each other, et cetera, et cetera. But I am going to finish this last call. Now, if you would like a personal hypnosis session, please, please, please email me at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. What else? Before I go off air, oh my gosh. I don't know. Just thank you guys so much for coming. Be sure to email me if you do have any questions, and make sure you favorite the show. Press the heart so that you're updated whenever the show is on, and it will send you a nice little reminder in your email and on your Blog Talk account when you first sign in. So again, thank you all so much for coming. We're going to take this last caller into archives. Have a beautiful and lovely day, my amazing creators. All right, 860, please tell me your name and where you are calling from.
Hi, I'm Devin Reed. I'm calling from Southington, Connecticut.
Well, hello, Devin. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I got this economics teacher. She's driving me crazy. What would you advise me to do to get through these past, the next 3 weeks of school?
Well, let's see. One question. Where did you find my show?
MySpace.
On MySpace? Okay. MySpace. Okay. Very nice. Just making sure that you're not one of these trolls as they come in all the time.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. So what I'm going to do is give you a reading. How does that sound?
I'm not quite, I don't know.
No, you don't want a reading? Well, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
What do you advise?
Okay, so you cannot get along with your economics teacher.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, I can't.
Okay. Okay, so what exactly has been going on with her?
I don't know. She's just so tough. Like, her grading. Like, she tells us to do one thing and then, like, she tests us on something else, and it's like, holy cow.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. There's not too much you can do, but what you can do is you have to change the way that you think about her, okay?
Yeah.
This is very simple. Okay. All you have to do is just change it. And what that's going to do is, now, do you understand how powerful your thoughts are?
Not quite.
Okay, now I need to tell you this. Your thoughts are extremely powerful, okay? I'm not saying this just to blow smoke up your ass. I'm telling you that your thoughts are one of the most powerful tools you have in this world, okay?
Okay.
They create your entire life. They create your future. And depending upon each thought and the feeling, which is very important, the feeling behind the thoughts is what's going to help put it and bring it into your immediate life experience and what you experience from different people, places you go, etc. For example, I'm sure you think that your economics teacher is a bitch. They don't know what they're talking about. You know, she's crazy. She keeps, you know, doing the weirdest stuff that I can't even, you know, stay on her thought train. You know, you can't even be related to her because she's just a crazy bitch, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Now, if you are thinking that, then that's all that's going to happen with her, okay? That's the only thing that's going to happen. But if you take the time to actually think about her and respect her, respect what she's thinking, and respect the fact that she has your well-being in mind. She is keeping you, she's the one teaching you, so she is going to hold what is in the best interest for you, okay?
Okay.
That's her job as a teacher, is she thinks that all the time. That's what they do. That's what teachers do. They want to do things for the better of you. That's how they get paid. And that's how they move on to bigger and greater things. Okay? So when you change your thought process about that, it's literally, it's going to make you feel completely different, which in turn is going to help you connect to her better. And now, there's a little couple tricks that you can learn. Now, if you start taking notes, right, I have to ask, are you gay, straight, bi, in question, curious?
I'm straight.
You're straight? Okay.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. Now, what I notice about guys is the more sensitive they are to their emotions, the more, quote-unquote, psychically connected they are, okay?
Okay.
And when you read your teacher's mind, that kind of helps a little bit into thinking, into figuring out what's going to come next. For example, you're going to be able to read her better on what's going to be on the test because, you know, she just reviewed it. It's going to be fresh in her mind. And when you get it, it's like, oh, it's like, I know that. Oh, I know exactly what that is. Because, you know, sometimes on tests you're like, oh, man, I have no idea what any of this is. Or you can kind of grasp something, but you just don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Just like that, you can pick up on it, and you can actually, you can pick up on her thoughts and pick up on the right answers from her, especially if she knows them and if she's going to be grading your test. You understand?
Yep, I'm starting to get that, yeah.
There you go. There's so much more. You have to understand that we are all seriously connected on a level that you cannot see. You can't see it, but you can feel it. And that's what you really need to get in tune with. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm the same age as you, 20.
Okay, okay, very nice. You don't even have that much school left to go. You're probably done in a few weeks, you know,
yeah,
getting ready for your final.
Yeah.
And you need to start being in tune better with your feelings, okay? That is going to be my advice for you, is to get into better touch with those, and I guarantee that you will have a way more fulfilling life and you'll have an easier time figuring stuff out, like why your teacher is so horrible or being able to just pass a class in general or choosing the classes for that matter.
Yeah.
Use your feelings. They're powerful and they're strong, and keep better thoughts. Thoughts and feelings, that's your homework pretty much, okay?
Okay.
Since I am the dream teacher, I got to give a little bit of homework.
Okay.
All right, man. I hope, does this help at all? Does this help even a little bit?
Yeah, basically what you're saying is I got to try to approach it. Like, I got to try to see her, like, as she wants me to learn this stuff. So she's so condescending and all that other crazy stuff.
Exactly. She's not, you know, she's really not speaking for her house because she doesn't have to talk at all. She could throw a book in front of you and say, here, here's this. I have a test for you in 3 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if she's actually taking time out, no matter what the word she says, she may be a bitch, which, you know, I totally understand that. I've had bitchy-ass teachers. You know, I don't want to listen to them, but that's no reason for me not to pass the class and to get good grades in there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So just understand her on a completely different level. And if you can, also try, like, connecting with her. And, like, if she's upset, be like, oh, you know, hey, why are you upset? What's wrong? Like, you know, don't be an ass. Be really compassionate about it. And you'll be so surprised with what happens when you give compassion to somebody else. It's powerful, man. It's powerful, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Use it to your advantage. And listen, if you want to re-listen to anything that we talked about, you can actually go onto the archives, which is where the show is running right now. And if you click on the show in about, I don't know, a half hour or so, the show, the entire show will be here. So you can listen to this anytime that you want to. You can listen to our talk anytime you want to if you forget anything I said. And sometimes it helps to listen to it a couple times because you might not understand all the information right away. But when you listen to it again, it's like, oh, okay, now I get it, and you make more connections. So,
oh, yeah, I got to say something. You know how there's a caller before me and I called you?
Yeah.
It almost sounded like you were speaking to me. It sounded like that kind of applied to me, too. Like, I kind of have unfinished business or whatever in the past, And
that's pretty funny.
I don't know, it kind of applied to me in a way.
Well, see, I have to tell you, whenever people do shows on Blog Talk Radio, I've been in a bunch of other shows, and I've called for psychic advice myself for readings and stuff. And people that think together tend to end up in the same place together. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
And it's like I've sat there and waited online to get a reading, and the four callers before me all have, like, the same problem. And, like, the advice that was given by the host really directly related to me as well. And that's the whole point, is that it's this whole conscious, it's the collective consciousness of each place and the collective consciousness of the room, and it kind of resonated the same way. And you are obviously feeling some kind of strong spiritual magnetic pull here, which is why you showed up and called in, because not many people that, you know, don't even know me call in. And it's like, you know, you felt that, so you just did it. And, you know, where did you find that power to call in? You know, where did that come from? Why did you want to even call in the first place? And it's just all about everybody kind of thinks alike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's very cool. I'm really glad that related to you.
Yeah.
So is there something that you needed to release from the past?
What?
Was there something that you needed to release from the past?
Kind of.
Well, if you want to talk about it, you can definitely talk about it. But if not, I'm just going to go ahead and end the show. It's up to you, man.
I don't know. Basically, like, you know how, like, in middle school and high school, there's, like, different cliques and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I don't know. I had an, like, love-hate relationship with, basically, people I grew up with and, like, the new high schoolers when I went in. And one minute I was a popular kid. The next minute I was an outcast. And I was popular. I don't know. It was kind of like I was playing the devil's advocate, and I was, like, the underdog at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Like, it got to, like, certain extremes that either I was really good friends with certain people or I pretty much, like, hated somebody I, like, grew up with since I was, like, 2.
Hmm.
And I don't know. It was just, like, kind of drifted off, like, away from other people. And it's, like, I don't know. It's kind of, like, are they good? Are they bad? And, like, now that I'm older, I'm, like, well, I think that they're kind of in the bad category because they're, like, pushing, I don't know, they're, like, pushing you away and, like, they're trying to fit in with a certain clique and, I don't know, like, that type of thing.
Okay. I totally understand. You know, this is very common. Everybody goes through a renewal of people that immediately surround them, whether you're friends, acquaintances, coworkers, collegiate friends, whatever. Everybody goes through those transitions. You'll never have the same people around you your entire life, unless that is, of course, you have a completely boring life or, you know, it's a strong family, whatever. I think that what's going on is you are being true to yourself, okay? Whether you're popular or, you know, the guy that nobody even talks to, it's whatever. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
But you are being true to yourself, and the best advice I can give you with this is with friends, you're going to have to follow your heart and follow what feels right. Who feels right in your life? You know, who makes you feel better? Who comforts you? Who companionship do you really like or desire to have in your life? And people are always, always going to fall in and out of that category, no matter what. Sometimes you'll be friends with somebody, you know, 1 month, and then you don't talk to them for years later, and then you finally meet up with them, and you end up being in the same place at the same time, etc.
Good point.
It really, it just totally depends on where you are with yourself and what you want to experience with other people. Like, I mean, you know, you're not going to be friends with a bunch of kids, say, you know, you want to go to, you know, an amusement park, and you're friends with a bunch of people that are terrified of roller coasters. You know what I mean? It's kind of
yeah,
like that. it's you got to be kind of in the same place with your life and have some stuff in common, but not too much because the differentiation makes a good friendship and clashing opinions as well.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So just be true to who you are, and, you know, people are going to respect that. And, I mean, I don't know if you like being friends with fake people, but if you're true to yourself, you're going to attract more true people to themselves as well. And when you guys are both in that state of mind, it really makes for a good relationship between two people. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's nothing to worry about. You know, we always fall in and out of friendships. Not a big deal at all. Do you, like, is there, like, a huge problem with them? Are you, like, missing them? Are you upset that they're gone? Or
I don't know. It's just, like, so many things. Like, obviously, wait, did you graduate from high school 2 years ago?
In 07.
Oh, 3 years ago. I graduated 2 years ago.
Okay.
And so basically, like, I've been having on-again, off-again relationships, and I think that, like, I've been having a lot of problems, I think, because I'm more so in the state of mind where it's like, okay, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, and I'm not going to change you, so why are you trying to change me? So,
yeah.
And it's kind of like, I don't know, just in and out of friendships, I guess.
Aw, I'm sorry, man. You should definitely not let anybody change who you are. And you shouldn't try to change anybody either, because you really can't. The only thing you can do is react to how they are your friends. And within certain reactions, it helps you to change as a person for yourself and not for anybody else. You don't need to change for anybody else, because you're the only person in this body with this mind and this soul. You're the only being in here. You're the only one that's ever going to feel the way you do. Nobody can understand that. Nobody's ever going to have your experience in this world. No one, just you.
That's true.
So you get to do with it what you wish. You can do whatever you desire. If you don't want to be friends with, you know, fake people, then don't be. You don't have to be. Nobody ever said you had to be. Just create something that you want to see in your own life and the people that you want to see in your own life. You feel me? You got me?
You sound like a very wise kid.
It's ridiculous. I feel like I'm, like, my soul, it feels like it's 80 years old. I swear to it, man. I feel like I've been here for friggin' years and years.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of, like, I hate to sound cocky sometimes, but I kind of feel like I outgrew my peers, like, everybody else my age. Like, I don't know, because before you're 21, the big thing is drinking.
Yeah.
I'm not really, it's just like, okay, I'll play some drinking game, like, I don't know, beer pong, like, once, and it's just like, okay, I'm done. But not really drinking to get drunk here. I'm just like, whatever.
Okay, I got you. I mean, hey, whatever works for you, that's not a big deal at all. I mean, I've been drinking on and off since I was, like, 16, and going to clubs and bars and everything, and oh, my gosh, it's so crazy. And now I'm, like, 20 days away from being 21, and I'm so excited. I'm just so excited. But as soon as I'm done, like, I'm going to quit drinking, probably quit smoking, you know, all that, because actually every 7 years, your body completely regenerates itself, and you have completely new cells, you know, new everything, new bones, new skin, new any different kind of cell you can imagine. So I really want to take advantage of that, and with this 7 years, I'm going to make myself way healthier. You know, this is like my party 7-year transition, and now this is the next 7 is going to be like my work-related career, making myself healthy, good-looking, you know, being in a good image of myself,
etc. That's good.
So, you know, I got a lot of time here, so I got to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Well, man, I really hope that I helped you. I definitely have to end the show, but now it's 17 after, though. But
okay.
If you have friends on MySpace, you can definitely message me or chat with me. I'll be on there anytime. Just message me, and I'll be there to talk.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Devin. Thank you for calling in. I very much appreciate it.
Okay.
And again, I hope I can help a little bit.
And you did.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Okay. See you later.
All right, everybody. this was a very interesting show. I can't even play any music right now because I don't understand why my switchboard is being so weird. But, again, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for listening if you listen this far into the archives. And I hope you all have a beautiful and wonderful evening. Thank you so much for coming, my beautiful co-creators. And, of course, sweet dreams.